It is that time of week where we delve into the cinematic universe with the movie reviews for the week. Michael Jones joins us now. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm going very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've seen two films which I really enjoyed. Two films set in the 1960s.
We're on a streak of about three or four films in a row that you've actually liked. That's nice.
Close to five or six, actually.
It's a good year for movies.
A good 3 weeks or so. I'll start with Bad Times at the El Royale.
I've seen this advertised.
Yes, yes. It stars Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson, Cynthia Erivo, John Hamm, Lewis Pullman, Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh.
Kaylee Spaney. It's written and directed by Drew Goddard. He made A Cabin in the Woods a few years ago. Did you catch that one? Do you like your horror films?
No, but I can imagine exactly how it played out.
Yes, a lot of people possibly died. And without revealing any spoilers, one or two people may die in this film too. He's also directed The Good Place, which has been showing on TV.
Yeah, that one I know.
Anyway, on a dark and stormy night, seven lives intersect at a dodgy old hotel called the El Royale, located right on the border of California and Nevada. Not surprisingly, all of those peoples have secrets they'd rather not share. Until one character ignores some, in hindsight, very good advice, a confrontation ensues and ultimately all hell breaks loose.
Someone dies.
Quite possibly, but I don't want to reveal any spoilers. Look, the film opens up like a play converted to a film. John Hamm's vacuum cleaner salesman character, who seems just a little bit too good to be true, he has a lot to say as he attempts to ingratiate himself with the other guests at the hotel and with the night manager, you'd call him. Whilst nightclub singer Darlene, who's played by Cynthia Erivo, and Father Flynn, played by Jeff Bridges, they also engage in some playful banter. And you're thinking, what's what sort of film am I about to see here? But thankfully the mood changes when Dakota Johnson's Emily Summerling arrives to check in. She's definitely hiding something and she isn't very good at concealing it. She's just an angry, angry woman. Look, Bad Times at the El Royale. It's a very entertaining thriller. Possibly about 20 minutes too long. There's a bit too much backstory to explain some characters' motivations. And Goddard has definitely seen Platoon.
Okay. I haven't.
I think many people who watch this film will have seen Platoon and they'll go, this dude's seen Platoon. It just pops straight out of you sort of in the last 20 minutes of the film. Anyway, look out for a very different performance from Chris Hemsworth in this film. Of course, Jeff Bridges, he's always watchable in whatever he does. And Cynthia Erivo is definitely someone to look out for in the future. Excellent singer too.
Oh, good. Are you implying that Chris Hemsworth doesn't just take his shirt off and run down on a beach?
Shit, he does.
Oh my God, does he?
He does, but...
Hey!
But he
archetype characters.
But he plays a different sort of character
okay,
that does that.
All right.
Damn. I didn't think of that at all. But having said that, I would definitely recommend a stay at Bad Times at the El Royale.
Okay.
Let's move on to another film set in the 1960s. First Man.
Oh, I haven't heard of this one.
You haven't heard of this one. Have you ever heard of a man called Neil Armstrong?
Oh, yeah, once or twice.
Okay, good. Look, First Man stars Ryan Gosling, Claire Foy, Jason Clarke and Kyle Chandler. This film is directed by Damien Chazelle, who made La La Land and Whiplash. It's based on James Hansen's biography of Neil Armstrong, First Man, The Life of Neil A. Armstrong. Now, the first thing you'll notice about this film is the quiet, as Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling, pilots his X-15 jet into the upper reaches of Earth's atmosphere. Armstrong's plane has a major problem, but the thing about Neil Armstrong that we see throughout this film is that he never loses his cool and was always able to work a problem to find a solution to get himself out of trouble no matter what happened. Throughout the film we see examples of Neil Armstrong's clear thinking and his ability to block out noise around him to solve potentially life-ending problems. And sort of during the film we do see a few lives actually ended because of problems because, you know, the Apollo and Gemini space missions were pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Definitely Neil Armstrong was a man to have around in a crisis, but not necessarily a man to share his emotions and feelings with others, particularly with his wife, Janet, who's played by Claire Foy. In this film, Janet has enough emotions for the both of them. You can see the stress of family life and Neil's dangerous job starting to exact a toll on their relationship as the film goes on, especially as the couple also grieve the loss of a daughter to cancer. Ooh. And that's a major theme throughout the film. All the while, of course, the Gemini or the Gemini. They pronounce it Gemini in this film, which is kind of odd.
Really?
The Gemini program and the Apollo missions were going on around the couple. There has been a bit of controversy about this film, the lack of American flags being planted on the moon at the climax, but this film has plenty of American flags in it. Every time they walk past the camera in their spacesuits, there's a big stars and stripes on the shoulder patch there. And the people criticising this film about that fail to recognise this is actually a character study of a man who was at the centre of one of the greatest exercises in patriotism and propaganda ever attempted, to beat the Soviets to the moon. So I don't really understand the controversy about the lack of American flags. Sure, Neil Armstrong was an American hero. There's no denying that. And he was a brilliant man. But he could also be very prickly at times with friends and co-workers, distanced with his wife. And he was kind of unmindful with his sons at times too, not making them aware of the dangers that Dad could possibly face or, you know.
To be fair, the 60s, I don't think, was a real sort of upstanding time for men showing emotions.
Well, yes, I guess you could say Neil Armstrong was definitely a man of his time.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yes, but still a brilliant man. Look, whilst this film does focus on Armstrong and his mindset, Chazelle, he's also brilliantly recreated the period. The film is filtered to look like the 1960s to give it that almost documentary and a really authentic feel. It also demonstrates just how primitive the spacecraft and aircraft were that these men were actually flying and amplifies the feeling of potential danger and peril faced by the astronauts, not just Neil Armstrong. Ryan Gosling, he's probably a bit too good-looking to play Neil Armstrong, but he does put in a highly convincingly sort of understated performance, with Claire Foy also brilliant as his wife. First Man might orbit a little too slowly for some at 141 minutes, as there are quite a few scenes of, you know, Neil sitting there in quiet contemplation, but I found it a meditative.
There we are.
And almost zen-like experience. First Man, one small step to the cinema, one giant leap for cinematic entertainment. Loved it.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.